When we have something presented to us that we don't understand, we see it or we hear about it or someone tells us about it, what is our reaction? How do we react? Now, the ideal would be is that we would try to understand what is before us. We would try to figure that thing out, whatever it happens to be, whatever we've heard or seen, and try to figure it out, try to understand it. Sadly, though it is the ideal, it doesn't always happen. In fact, I think for most of us, it's kind of an infrequent thing that we'll take the time to truly understand that. More likely, we have a couple of different reactions. Maybe we'll just ignore it, ignore what we've heard, ignore what we've seen. That's none of my business. I ain't going to worry about it. Or maybe we'll come up with kind of a quick answer to, okay, yeah, fine, and move on. We just won't worry about it. We kind of see that in the first reading today with King Ahaz, the king of Israel. He had heard this message from the prophet Isaiah, and he wasn't quite sure how to handle it. So he comes up with this, I will not tempt the Lord. He didn't understand why the prophet Isaiah was asking him or telling him to ask God for a sign. He couldn't figure it out. So he just kind of, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't try to do that. Sadly, I think most of us, when we hear something we don't really understand, our natural temptation is we kind of get upset and we disagree with it, whatever it happens to be. We disagree, we don't understand it, and it's our natural reaction because we don't want to look foolish. We've heard this thing, someone has told us this, or we've seen this, and we're just kind of like, I don't understand this, and I don't want to look foolish, so I'm just going to disagree with what I've heard. I'm not going to try to argue against it, for or against it. I'm just going to kind of disagree. And we don't want to admit that we don't really understand what we're hearing because we might think it makes us look foolish. How could this person that's telling us this agree with this, understand this, and we don't? And we don't want to admit that. So it kind of makes us look a little foolish if we admit we disagree. Now we see this tendency to disagree with something that we might not understand when we look at the popular opinion polls relating to the church. And every once in a while, the media will trump out another poll that shows how Catholics supposedly are voting or how they believe. And to be honest, I think most Catholics really don't understand church teaching. At least that's kind of been my experience as a priest, is most Catholics don't understand. Now, a good number are trying to understand, but most Catholics don't really understand. Now, I would say for the most part, Catholics have heard the teaching. It's been taught to them, whether it's through religious education, through a homily, or whatever. They've heard the teachings, but they just don't quite understand them. And because they don't understand the teachings of the church, Catholics tend to disagree with some of the harder teachings that they don't understand. And if you want proof of this, think of how many Catholics truly understand and follow the church's teaching on going to Mass every weekend, every Sunday, and to regularly receiving confession. Well, when you look at the statistics, the fact is, it's not many. There's a large number of Catholics who don't go to Mass every Sunday. In fact, a recent statistic that I saw showed that 75% of Catholics don't go to Mass every Sunday. Now, this doesn't mean that they don't go to Mass frequently. It doesn't mean, maybe they go every other week, they go once a month. But 75% don't go every week. Only 25% of Catholics go to Mass every weekend. Or another statistic, how many Catholics truly understand the church's teaching on marriage between a man and a woman and on human sexuality? Again, the numbers are pretty low. I just saw a recent statistic that anywhere from 56 to 65% of Catholics support same-sex so-called marriage. Now, the difference there between the 56 and the 65 is whether or not they go to church every Sunday. So there's kind of a difference there. But Catholics also have a 28% divorce rate. It means 28% of Catholics have gotten a divorce. Now, we're better. We're better than the culture, which is upwards of a 40% divorce rate. But that's still, that 28% is way too high if we truly understood the church's teaching on marriage as a lifelong bond. And so on. I mean, these are just some examples of the moral and spiritual teachings that Catholics truly don't understand. And it's my opinion, just in my admittedly limited experience as a priest, that Catholics dissent because they don't understand the teaching. And they haven't taken the time to understand that teaching. Now, to be fair, we all have things in our lives we don't understand. Maybe we have all have church teachings that we don't quite understand. But the reaction that we're called to have is, if we are to be disciples of Christ, if we are to truly be followers of Christ, is not to immediately disagree and dismiss anything we don't understand. Instead, our reaction should be like St. Joseph. You know, St. Joseph, we see him in the gospel today. You can tell, at least I could tell when I was studying the scriptures, that he didn't quite understand what was going on. How could his wife be pregnant? He hadn't brought her into his home. They hadn't gone through the marital act. How could she be pregnant? Well, the obvious reaction is she had an affair. She committed adultery. And so, rightfully, by the old covenant law, he sought to divorce her. Now, he wanted to do it properly, and he wanted to do it in a way that didn't bring shame to her, but he was being faithful to the Mosaic law, which said that he could divorce her. Even as he was probably hurt, he still wanted to show that respect to her. Well, of course, the vision of the angel helped him understand what was going on, that no, Mary did not have an adulterous affair, but that she was bearing the Son of God, that the Holy Spirit had come upon her, and that she was to be the mother of God. And, you know, maybe he didn't completely understand that everything that was going on, but he was obedient to God's command. We are all called to be faithful to God's command, as Saint Joseph was, especially at those moments when we might not understand what God is commanding here. We might hear some teaching of the church. We might see something in the scriptures. And we might not quite understand. We are still called to be faithful. Now, this obedience that we are called to is not blind obedience. I said this last week. It's not a blind obedience. We don't follow these rules just to follow rules. Again, we are called to seek understanding, to look at what we are commanded by God, and to go deeper, and to desire, and to seek that understanding of what is being commanded and why. This is what St. Paul talks about when he says, through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name. As I said, we are called to obey what has been revealed by Christ through his church, and to do so out of love for him. But also, as we do obey these commands, we ask for the Holy Spirit to give us understanding, to understand why our Lord commands us as he did. And you know, these times when we don't understand, what we are being commanded by God to do, but we still obey, that's when discipleship is the most difficult. That is when it's the hardest. But it is also the most grace-filled. We receive so much more of God's grace when we follow his commands, even when we don't quite understand them. Because this is the times when we are the most faithful to our Lord, when we truly put our faith in Christ and follow him, and we show that all the more. So as disciples, may we have that obedience which flows out of love for our Lord.